This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back again. It's the 94 WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, here we are. Ikey, how we feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good, Spike Lee, coming off the weekend. Not a real eventful weekend for me. Sixers, they obviously did not get the memo about what we're trying to do.
We're supposed to lose, guys.
Yeah, big win for them on Saturday night. Got a chance to check that out. Then yesterday, pretty much froze to death. But I'm looking forward to going to Clearwater. Jackie Baseball, you're on deck, right? You're on deck. Your boys are up. Better make sure we have a good 2 days down there. Holla at your boy.
The Berkeys have been packed.
Oh, no.
The puppies will be purring.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a beautiful time down in Clearwater.
Now, when we talk to Trey again, how long before I show him the video of you hugging him again?
Yeah, so I was actually thinking about that. So, once again, couldn't sleep at 2:30 in the morning. And yep. It was what I was thinking about. I was like, is he going to show him the video every single year until Trey admits that it was not the perfect interaction?
Yeah, well, we saw it in his face last year. He didn't say it out loud. Nobody would have heard it anyway. He didn't say it out loud. I need him to say out loud that was inappropriate. And then I'm ready to move on.
But once again.
Then I'm ready to move on.
No, but once again, when you're around your boys and some of the bottles have been popped,
yeah,
that kind of interaction is perfectly fine.
Well, you're not his boy. So, he was around his boys.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So as always, the show's going to be a big show today. We will have big shows tomorrow and Wednesday as we will be in Clearwater. We'll talk to Bryce Harper. We'll talk to Trey Turner. Talk to Jesus Luzardo. We're going to talk to Preston Mattingly. Should be exciting. Talk to Larry Boa. Should be very, very exciting. So, I want to talk about the Phils today. We will talk about, Darius Slay no longer being an Eagle. Maybe might be an Eagle in the future. Talk about all that stuff. But I want to start off talking about the Phillies because I remember what it felt like going into last Philly season, this sort of excitement and the World Series or bust and all that. And it's not this year. And people are excited for baseball, but I feel like the expectations for everyone for the Phillies are much lower, and I would say way too low. I expect the Phillies to compete for a World Series this year. I think the expectation for the Phillies should be a World Series this year. I look at this team. This team won 95 games last year and won the National League East. For a good portion of the season, the Phillies had the best record in baseball. They improved their starting staff by getting Luzardo. I don't see any player on offense falling off a cliff from last year. I certainly don't expect a ton of production out of like JT Realmuto, but everybody else I expect to have similar production they had last year. Bryce Harper had a normal season last year. Overall, Alec Bohm, normal season last year. I could even look and say Stott underperformed. I don't see any reason why their offense shouldn't be good enough. I don't see any reason why they don't have one of the best starting staffs in the league. Like, what are we doing? Are we trying to prevent ourselves from getting excited? Are we not? Do we not want to give them the expectations? I understand what the Dodgers did. The Dodgers spent a lot of money. Mm-hmm. On paper, they have the best, the best roster in Major League Baseball. But they are one team. They are one team. And we lose to the Dodgers, the NLCS, okay, I get it. But I don't see any other team in baseball right now where I think that team has a significantly better chance of winning the World Series than the Phillies do. The Braves are a good team. I don't see them as significantly better than the Phillies. The Mets are a good team. I don't see them as significantly better than the Phillies. I think the Phillies' expectation should be World Series this year, and it should be expectation World Series until this core is completely broken up.
Yeah, you know what? I want to be in that boat with you. I really do, because I like this baseball team, and I do believe they can have a good season. But I don't know if they can have a great season. And you mentioned something there. And you know what? I think some of us have to be honest with ourselves. At least I'll start by being honest with myself. You're right. I am protecting myself from the high expectation and being disappointed at the end of the year. Because here's the thing. They didn't do anything this offseason that made me feel like this is a World Series caliber team, right? I was all in on them last year, all the way to the very end, still beating that drum. This team is going to the World Series. This team can win the World Series. I truly felt that way last year about that team. I can't necessarily say after seeing the way they went out against the Mets, they basically limped to the finish line as well.
The whole second half of the season.
Yeah, they limped to the finish line. There is something with this baseball team. As likable as they are as players, maybe they are too likable. I don't know what it is. It's not enough of an edge in the clubhouse, right? You know, I love Casty's sort of dry sense of humor, and sometimes he can be condescending and say things that kind of ruffle your feather. I can understand that. Not enough of those type of guys. I just don't see, for lack of a better way of explaining this, Spike, I don't see the fight there. Again, a lot of likable players love Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Alec Baum, you know, Zach Wheeler. Come on, man. Dude, is there another ace you would want to lead your staff than Zach Wheeler? I love all of that about this team. It's not enough. And in the end, I don't think it's going to be enough. So I'll watch them this year. I'm going to enjoy watching them this year. I think they're a playoff team. I think they will get in the playoffs. There's enough talent on this team that they will make the postseason. But in the end, I don't know, or I don't believe that they have enough to surpass the Dodgers. Now, could someone else beat the Dodgers and the Phillies may not even have to face them? That could be the case. I did not have to take you back to 2023, when we should have walked into the World Series for a second year in a row, and somehow we lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So you don't even need a stacked, star-studded roster to beat this team, right? Hey, we focus on the Dodgers as if that's the only way the Phillies could lose. They haven't shown me since 2022 that getting hot, going into the postseason, they were a dangerous team. And they rode that all the way to Game 6 in the World Series. I just don't see it with this team. I'm actually willing to accept somewhat of a pause season. When I say pause, I mean pause on a championship, not on making it to the postseason. You know, I can't wait to the second half. Jack tells me I won't see Andrew Painter until July sometime.
Yeah.
I'm excited about seeing him. Like, there's a bridge there where they are trying to get to this next era of baseball with these older guys that I'm excited for. This year, Spike, I just don't feel it. I don't feel World Series with this team.
215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to compete for a World Series this year, or are you expecting less? 215-592-9494. Jackie Baseball, I've heard you making excuses for him before the season even starts. where I think I know where you are on this, but where are you on that?
Yeah, so it's not a pause year like on this show, you know, where our pauses are different.
Right,
you know,
different kind of pause.
Usually implies something else.
Yes.
This is it.
They're harder on this show.
Yeah.
The pauses.
Exactly right. Yeah. And even the envelopes.
Yes, yeah, they're much harder.
Even the envelopes.
Yes.
So I'm with Ike. Like, I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to win 90-plus games. I think they could win the NL East. I don't really care if they win the NL East. You know, they might be more the wild card kind of thing and get in and get hot. But even their whole messaging this whole offseason has been, yeah, I mean, like, hopefully we're just playing good the last week of the year. Like, it feels like they're trying to overcorrect from what they did last year. It was like, well, we got to start hot. We got to prove we're one of the best teams in baseball. Now it's like, well, all that really matters is playing well at the end of the year. I just don't feel the World Series thing coming. And I think they're going to be good, but I can't sit here and sell you that they're better than the Dodgers because I don't think they're better than the Dodgers. I think this is a developmental year. I think they're turning the core over into what could be the future core. And they're worried about the next 5 years than they are worried about winning and gunning for the World Series this year.
But I think everybody is making their judgment about this team based on the decisions they made in the offseason rather than the players that are on the team. This is the same core that did go to the World Series 2 years ago, was in the LCS, went to the World Series 3 years ago, was in the LCS 2 years ago, and last year had 95 wins and won the NL East. I think the question for me is the team we saw, because what I felt against the Mets is we saw a team underperform. We saw a team underperform based on who they are and what they're capable of. So if that team underperformed in the playoffs and underperformed in the second half of the year, then I have to believe that their normal level of performance is better than that. I understand from a strategy standpoint, which is I think what you're talking about, Jack, is if Dave Dombrowski is going to look and say, look, I don't want to go all in on this year. We already have a $300 million payroll. I understand from a strategy standpoint why they might think that, but I can't look at a team that has the same players essentially, and you could argue to an extent better players than they had 3 years ago that would be worse this year in any way.
Yeah, but they had the Magic 3 years ago.
Well, but that was one. But they didn't Magic last year. They won 95 games. I mean, I'm not going to say it's baseball, but to a certain extent, it's baseball. If you're as good as every other team, which I think they are, outside of the Dodgers, there's no reason why we shouldn't expect that they should get in the playoffs, get hot, and win a World Series. The Dodgers aren't the only team in baseball that think they could win the World Series this year. They're not the only team. This isn't like the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant Warriors, where you just sort of look at the league and go, better off next year. I mean, it feels like it
when you look at their roster.
But it should. Baseball doesn't. Just doesn't work that way.
Sure.
If we get to the end, again, I'm expecting World Series. If the Dodgers go and win 112 games, we get to the NLCS and we play the Dodgers, we lose to the Dodgers. All right, I can get there. But let's wait until we get there. Until we do, this is a World Series level roster. It's a World Series level starting rotation, and it is a team that has been in the playoffs for three consecutive years in a World Series, in an LCS, and then blew it last year, but still a 95 win team.
So you think people need to nut up a little bit?
I think everybody's scared of saying, oh, well, I don't want to get my heart broken again. And I felt this with the Sixers before. And look, this is where I ended up, and it didn't end up well. But you can't look at the roster, look at the payroll, look at the roster on both offense and the pitching staff and say this isn't a World Series level roster. I just think everybody needs to grow up and stop worrying about your expectations and being hurt, all of those things. That's not how we do it with the Eagles. It's not how we do it with the Sixers. It shouldn't be how we do it with the Phillies. I just feel like we're letting them off the hook and we're sort of cheapening the entire season for all of them.
I disagree. I think we do it with the other teams as well. Like, there'll be guys that there'll be, obviously, the season ended up with a Super Bowl win, but you'll get people going into an Eagles season trying to lower expectations just so that they don't get their hopes up too high. And you always get the few that'll jump out there and be like, oh, they're 14-3. They say that every year because they want to prove how much of a fan they are. But I think it's human nature when you've been disappointed, especially coming off a disappointing season, to sort of be guarded against high expectations. Like, the Eagles were coming off that season last year in 2023 where they lost 6 out of the last 7 games. And, you know, that's why I'll get Elliott telling me the Eagles are going to be 10-9 or 10-7. Right? Like, you'll get that coming into the season because it's, okay, the last thing I saw was this. I'm not going to stick my neck out there for them this year, so I'll have realistic expectations. Hopefully, they can surpass those. That's there. That's only human nature, though. And coming off that Philly season, the way it ended against the Mets, it was so disappointing. It was so deflating. It was almost as if we weren't even in that series. You may as well have got swept by the Mets. That's what it felt like, that you got swept by the Mets. And then the Phillies don't really do a whole lot this offseason to improve the roster. I don't know how we're supposed to be that excited about the Phillies. I'm excited baseball is coming back, and I know we got a good team, but How am I supposed to like convince myself this is a World Series team?
Here's why, and this is the last thing I said, and then we'll get to the phones. Do you expect this team to compete for a World Series? 215-592-9494. Because I don't think the difference between, at the end of the day, I don't think the difference between making the World Series and not making the World Series for this Phillies team is about the talent on the roster. Mm-hmm. It is about their commitment to being great, right? It is about, we heard at the end of the year from Rob Thompson, we heard from Dave Dombrowski, it's about approach, it's about compromise, it's about all those things. I don't think there is something they could have done this offseason. You know, aside, maybe they sign Juan Soto, whatever. Right. But outside of that, I don't think it is a personnel issue. It is about how the personnel approached the second half of last year and how they approached that Mets series. And what I would say is, hopefully they learn that lesson, because they are as talented as any team in the National League that isn't the Dodgers. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies this year to compete for a World Series? There we go. Mike in Medford, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Hughes. And I compare it to the 1980 Phillies.
You call me Hugh?
And then,
yeah.
Uh-oh. Ooh,
boy.
Remember when they got Pete Rose?
That's the first time that's happened, I think.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
It's all right.
Who's on this show real quick, Mike? What show is this?
Look, I'm 74 years old. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break cut. Break cut, brother. Break cut. Yeah. We're cutting you a break.
Listen, but I kind of agree that, you know, the 80 Phillies, they were really like an in-between team, and then they picked up Pete Rose, and I think they got him over the edge. And I agree that basically we need that kind of a player. And last year, I thought they played their cards kind of right. They would have had Zach Wheeler back home had they won that sixth game. They were winning in it, too. So, I don't know. I'm more optimistic, I guess, than I should be, being as old as I am.
You should. Here's what I would say about adding a Pete Rose, though.
Yeah.
If Bryce Harper isn't your Pete Rose, then I can't stomach the idea of having a player as good as Bryce Harper who has sort of changed the trajectory of this franchise,
sure.
who purports to be a leader, who goes out there and cares and runs hard. If you're telling, not you, Mike, but if somebody's telling me, well, what we need is a player to come in and give the team a spark. No. I mean, I get it. I understand it. But also, I look at Bryce Harper and say, look, if you are all that we think you are, you have to be the spark. Or you're not what we think you are.
I guess I was hoping for a Mike Trout, honestly. I really was hoping for
him. Yeah, me too.
Would love to. Thank you for the call, Mike. Nothing will invigorate the team like getting a guy in here making $40 million a year to play 70 games.
They'd pay his salary down, Spike.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. To get it in the $25 million.
No, truly, outside of Soto, which would have excited everybody, what is the off-season move that would have changed the outlook on this team? It's not like the Bregman wouldn't have done it or you know, Pete Alonso wouldn't have done it.
Might have.
You would have thought differently about the team?
I mean, you wouldn't feel differently if Bregman was over there third?
Well, I'm not a Bohm guy, but not in the entire outlook of the
team.
You
mean it wouldn't necessarily all of a sudden make them a World Series team?
I think they should be a World Series team as they are. You can't say we have the best, you know, we have the best or second best or third best starting rotation in baseball and say, oh, and then a lineup where you got $30 million guy, $25 million guy, $30 million guy, $30 million, and say, well, we're not going to compete for a World Series.
Okay, so you got two different things going, right?
Yep.
I hear what you're saying. That's from a on-the-field standpoint.
Yep.
But if we're talking to us, the fans, that's different. Asking, why aren't we that excited? Why don't we have those expectations? And as fans, sometimes it is a small thing like adding Trey Turner that all of a sudden now everybody thinks you're the World Series team. You're the team that's going to the World Series. So to your point, if they sign a player like that or what have you, fans have the ability to convince themselves of things because they want to see it happen. I'm saying the Phillies didn't make any, Lizardo, we get it, but they didn't make a big enough move this offseason to where it got fans excited about this upcoming season.
There was
season.
No Saquon off of losing yes. 6 of 7.
Yes.
And you know what? I get that, but then I also look back and say, well, we did do those moves, and we didn't win the World Series
sure.
making some sort of big splash.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then we look, and Trey is a good player, but I think if you polled 100 Phillies fans and say, well, you could have the opportunity to undo the Trey contract, a good portion of
yeah.
them would say that they might.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not the way to do it. I don't know. 215-592-9494. David and Maple Glen, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Good to talk to you.
What's up, David?
I'm gonna side with Spike on this one because I really think the Phillies, if you look at them with the addition of Lizardo, I mean, their starting pitching is terrific, or it should be terrific. They're a team that's built for the regular season, and they showed that last year. So it's a little bit disconcerting to me for people to harp on what's going to happen in October. You got to play the games. Baseball is a different sport. You have to play the games in April, May, June, see how the season unwinds. With the Phillies pitching and the pedigree of some of these players, sure, they're a playoff contender. Then you watch and see how the season plays out. If it gets October, yes, they have a lot to prove to the fans of Philadelphia, no question. But I got a baseball season that's going to start on April 1st. I'm looking forward to it, and I know the Phillies are a competitive team. That's all I ask for. The last few years, I got 2 Super Bowls, 3 appearances in the Super Bowl, multiple playoff runs by the Phillies. Hey, from my perspective, at 66, it's a really good time to be a Phillies and Eagles fan.
Yep, the weather's warm. It's beautiful out. That's
now,
all we need.
Well, listen, I hear you there, but it sounds like, David, you're waiting to be convinced they're a World Series
team. Yeah, it sounds like you don't agree
with
me.
Yeah, you don't agree with Spike. Yeah. You're not saying this is a World Series team right now.
It's potentially a World Series team.
Well,
you have to get in baseball these days, you have to get to the playoffs and get hot. And nobody knows what's going to happen until you get there. The Dodgers could win 125 games this year. Get to the playoffs. Somebody throws really good pitching at them and gets hot. They can go out in the 7-game series. Anybody can.
David,
David,
I love you, brother. And I appreciate the listenership. Do you believe this team is a World Series team today?
It's a team that can contend for a World Series championship. Absolutely.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's.
I tried to pin you down. You wouldn't let me pin you down.
Well, I mean,
I
think that's close enough. I think in baseball.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, in baseball, unless you're the Dodgers, I don't know if there's any team that is going to go, you know, we are definitely the team that's going to win the World Series this year. I think it is the Dodgers and everybody else this year.
Sure.
But that's enough for me. I mean, to say that they're a World Series team is enough for me. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are a World Series contender?
Believe they can be.
I know. Well, I'm trying to make excuses for David. All right. And by the way, I do have a next question. We're going to do it next. I know we didn't talk about it in the meeting, but I wanted to do one today, and I have one.
Oh, you just waited until we got on the air and just do your own thing.
Well, no, I didn't have it until I just looked and I saw it. So I'll give you guys a chance. You know what? We'll do it when we get back. But it's a good one. It's a good one. I will tell you guys
up,
in the break.
Man, let's huddle up.
Well, look, I feel like we got it. I want to do it. They're fun.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Well, I was looking too.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see what you thought.
I got one.
All
I got one.
Right,
I got
all right.
I got one. All right. 215-592-9494. The Eagles did cut one of their veterans today,
Bam.
A Super Bowl champion today, a guy that played great this last season and great for most of his Eagles career. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.